Sometimes I think we're living in a B-movie. I'm talking about the Ebola crisis. Why hasn't the government closed the borders vis-a-vis West Africa? Frieden of the CDC says we have to act now. Yet he's against closing the borders.
The Ebola epidemic is spiraling upward. That's what the director of the Centers for Disease Control will tell Washington tomorrow. Dr. Tom Frieden joins us from the CDC headquarters in Atlanta. Doctor, good morning. So just how grave is the situation?
It is the world's first Ebola epidemic, and it's spiraling out of control. It's bad now. It's going to get worse in the very near future. There is still a window of opportunity to tamp it down, but that window is closing. We really have to act now.
Dr. Frieden, when we spoke on the phone the other day, you remained opposed to travel restrictions because, in your words, you said cutting commercial ties would hurt these fledgling democracies. Where did this opinion come from that that's of high importance?
My sole concern is to protect Americans as well as...
Did someone advise you on that? Someone else outside of yourself? Somebody else advise you that that's a position we need to protect fledgling democracies?
My recollection of that conversation is that that discussion was in the context of our ability to stop the epidemic at the source.
Well, but we can get supplies and medical personnel into the Ebola hot zones, and so stopping planes. And I've heard you say this on multiple occasions, that we have 1,000-plus persons per week coming to the United States from hot zones. Am I correct on that? Coming from those areas.
There are approximately 100 to 150 per day.
Per day, okay. What I don't understand, if the administration insists on granting, bringing Ebola cases into the United States, clearly you've determined how many Ebola infection cases the U.S. public can handle. I mean, we here at NIH can handle two of these beds. Do you know that number overall in this country, how many we can handle?
Our goal is for no patients with
Ebola. I understand,
Ebola,
but as long as we don't restrict travel, and we're not quarantining people, and we're not limiting their travel, we still have a risk.
The lives of 300 million U.S. citizens are at risk here, not fledgling democracies in West Africa. Is our government that negligent? No. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to turn this country into a dictatorship. For with every crisis, the government hijacks it to gain more control over the population. Just look back a bit. 9/11, freedom exchange for TSA agents grabbing your gonads. NDAA, Bill of Rights exchange for indefinite detention. Obamacare, independence exchange for government control of our bodies. Now they've given us Ebola, creating fear, panic, and chaos. Last week, Obama appointed a czar. Get it? Priming the sheep for dictatorship to supposedly protect us from Ebola. But he's really bolstering Obama's ever-growing power. Ron Klain, the new Ebola czar, doesn't even have medical credentials. He's a Jewish lawyer that peddles political campaign agendas. He was Biden's right-hand man for many years. Now, how will Klain and friends, Frieden of the CDC is also a Jew, hijack the Ebola crisis? A scenario is created to make the population cry out for help. Big Brother promises health and well-being in exchange for more control. This is how the virus of a dictatorship takes root. Can't you see mandatory vaccines coming? You're in perfect health, but an executive order demands that a syringe be plunged into your veins. Obama will come on TV looking oh so compassionate, saying his Jewish czar is saving American lives. No. It means more tracking, less privacy, more power, less rights. This is where Ebola is headed. Yet another manufactured crisis for Big Brother to seize what little of our rights remain. I don't know about you, but I've got Plan B ready to go.